A Franklin County judge denied a temporary restraining order that Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, or ECOT, had requested to keep the state from performing an audit that school representatives say could shut them down. At issue is how many hours actually equal student learning time. A traditional in-person student spends about 5 hours at school. Online charter students are expected to do the same. Those hours help calculate attendance for both types of schools. State Board of Education President Tom Gunlock says schools need a single standard.
Either you're in school or you're not in school, so it's kind of hard to learn if you're not actually in it.
The online school could lose millions in state funding if the state determines they have less than the 15,000 students they claim to have enrolled. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Michelle Faust.